In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Krish Kandaya, a renowned British CEO of a large charity and a consultant to international corporations, opened his door one afternoon and was afraid. Standing before him was a 6-year-old boy who was about to begin living with him for a certain amount of time. You see, aside from his day job as a successful businessman and a consultant to organizations, Dr. Kandaya and his wife also fostered children. They had done this many times, but this child standing before him was a little different. Just 2 days before, he had thrown a chair through a double-paned glass door in his school. He was known to be violent, aggressive, difficult. The two of them, one an imposing and successful businessman, the other a 6-year-old delinquent, looked at each other through this doorframe, and both were afraid. Dr. Kandaya, when he tells this story, makes a joke of it and says he had just been watching the Netflix series called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and Marie had advised to only invite into your home what will give you joy. And he was pretty certain this little boy would not be giving him joy. How do we welcome the prophets, the righteous, and the little ones who come to our door? Now, you may know hospitality is a really big deal in both the Hebrew Scriptures, our Old Testament, and in the New Testament. There are many texts and many stories that uphold the value of hospitality and welcome, and several stories that talk about very bad results when hospitality is not given. Both Jewish and Christian spirituality hold up for us after the time of the writing of the Scriptures the continued virtue of hospitality. There is a rabbinical saying that says, hospitality is a form of worship. And from the rule of Saint Benedict, one of the most important documents in Western Christian spirituality and culture, Benedict writes, all guests who present themselves are to be welcomed as Christ. All guests? Now, in our culture, it's unlikely that a caravan of people and camels will stop at our door and ask for food and water, or even, as with Dr. Kandaya's situation, that somebody would come and ask to live with us without some sort of prior arrangement. But there's still a lot of welcoming we need to do. From social psychology, we learn that facts that we encounter that might be different from or against the way we hold our social, political, or religious ideas are typically, by our minds, tossed away or explained away or simply ignored. If we do not make a conscious effort to engage what challenges us, we simply won't. It's the way we're wired. Are we, if we don't make this conscious effort, perhaps closing ourselves off to the very prophetic and righteous persons and things talked about in our third lesson? It's easy to close ourselves off, but it's well worth it to stay open to ideas that challenge us. After all, at least I know this is true for me, sometimes I might even be wrong. Can we welcome the voices and perspectives of another culture or another subculture? Or another ethnic or racial group, or another political party, or another religious view, allowing for the dynamic diversity God has built into nature? Do we allow for that same dynamic diversity in how we encounter the members of our human family? I know for me, sometimes the stuck part of myself can feel threatened, and that stuck part of myself can seek to run and hide, or to pound the table and push my point, even if I do it with kindness and a soft voice. But I wonder what might unfold if, rather than pound the table, we set the table instead. This, of course, is a sign of holy humility, of granting another person or another group or another way of seeing the same space at the table that we grant ourselves. Who knows? This new guest may have brought something delicious that we've never tried before. Where our lower self often sees trouble, our higher self can often find treasure. Even more challenging than social welcoming is something I think of as personal welcoming. There are so many parts of our inner being and so many parts of our personal lives that we can mistaken for unwelcomed guests. And just like the outer form of welcoming, it's easy only to welcome what pleases us in our personal lives or what feels familiar. It's easy to welcome a compliment, but how do we really do when we receive constructive criticism? Or more seriously, how can we even imagine engaging a stance of welcoming with life events like the loss of a job or the onset of depression or anxiety, a serious illness, physical pain, the struggles with others in our families, the death of a loved one? Now, by welcoming such things, I don't mean that we should be happy about them. Nothing from that little list is something to be happy about or to seek after. But these are events that we are meant to welcome with at least a cold cup of water. Now, I wish the world worked the way Marie Kondo says it works in Tidying Up, and that we could only invite into our homes what gives us, meaning our ego or our list of wants, joy. But we've all been around the block a few times, and we know that life and home don't really work that way. There will be trouble. Our work is to find the treasure. How do we do this? Brother Lawrence, a 17th century French lay monk whose work life was pretty simple. He worked in the kitchen, and when he could no longer do that, he was promoted to be a sandal repairer. But Brother Lawrence found the key to this. He attracted many devotees in spite of his humble occupation. And that's because he had something they wanted: unshakable joy. He was able to handle people and situations that baffled most others. He disarmed and was kind to the most noxious members of his brotherhood. And while very much a realist, he found the opportunity, the prophetic and the righteous, in all situations that came to his door. This little one had developed a spirituality all around welcoming. He says, if we are truly devoted to doing God's will, pain and pleasure won't make any difference to us. Whatever happened, whether his own list of wants and his own way of thinking how things ought to be thought it good or bad, he accepted all things as being bearers of the divine presence, as being at least potentially prophetic and carrying some opportunity for righteousness. Imagine the power in that. Imagine being no longer jerked around by the strings of pleasure and pain. Yet when we welcome in this way the slings and arrows as well as the bouquets that life throws at us, seeking God's presence in it all, this possibility can become a reality. Emily Dickinson wrote, "The soul should always stand ajar to welcome the ecstatic experience." And I believe Brother Lawrence would tell us that any and every experience is that ecstatic experience. When we get beyond what I want or beyond what I think, that is, when we get out of the way of our own lives, we enter a world of welcome and we become part of that world of welcome. Only when we can get out of the way of our own agendas, opinions, and schedules, we are no longer foiled from welcoming the prophetic and the righteous and the little ones among us and within us. Now, this isn't easy. but the rewards are unbelievable. Dr. Krish Kandaya did invite that six-year-old boy in. They spent about 6 months together before the boy was adopted into a permanent family. And in that 6 months, he says his entire perspective on how he did business changed. It turns out that the aggression of this boy was unchanneled passion. His anger and argumentative nature was strength and intellect. And he totally reworked, Dr. Kandaya that is, totally reworked how he consulted with businesses based on his interactions with this boy he did not want to welcome. And his business grew. He put himself aside. He got out of his own way and sought God's presence in what was happening at the moment. He was able to find the treasure in the trouble. Not pushed and pulled by pleasure and pain, he engaged reality as it presented itself to him in the form of this boy at his door. May we, like him, always have that cold cup of water ready to offer whatever comes to greet us. Amen.